At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
CITR 101.9. So much to talk about. Here's being our last show of the month of the Mo. We'll kick it off right now with our cover band from November. It's Tough Age on Discorder Radio, Sea of White, 101.9 FM.
Huxley Workman.
Hi, I'm Parker Bosley.
And I'm Steve Bays, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on 101.9 CITR Radio, Vancouver.
And this is Mounties!
And this is Mounties!
But seriously, it is Mounties.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. We heard Tough Age to kick it off. We're going to go right into the next track. This one's Jay Arner. And we'll tell you why we're playing these guys back to back after we hear from Mr. Arner. It has something to do with a little ridiculously early Christmas party that's happening this Saturday, November 30th. In the meantime, this is Midnight in South Granville. Jay Arner on Discorder Radio.
I don't know where I live. I don't know where I live.
Discorder Radio, CITR 1019, Jay Arner, Midnight on South Granville, a distinctively Vancouver track. And before that, we heard from the band that is gracing the cover this month of November. That is the band Tough Age, also some local Vancouver scenesters that have been in many bands in the past, including Korean Gut. We got Jarrett Evett Sampson, we've got Penny Clark, Lauren Smith, and Chris Martell making up the band Tough Age, who have had a big month, at least in our eyes, because not only are they gracing the cover of Discord this month, they are also number one, according to Cordingly. Sarah Cordingly, our music director here at CITR, compiles our weekly top 30. They are number one this week. They're on page one, the cover of Discorder, and they will be on the one and only ridiculously early Christmas party. Mint Records, the label, is having a Christmas party this Saturday the 30th at the Ukrainian Hall in East Van, basically in the Hastings and Heatley area. And Tough Age will be on the bill, along with Jay Arner, who we just heard from, as well as Sean Mazarek of Sean Mazarek Lives fame. DJ Duncan Q, our own Duncan Q here from CITR.
No way.
Way.
All right.
Yeah, he's kicking it all off at 8 o'clock.
Excellent.
Party time. And who else is on the list? Fake Tears, Rennie Wilson, and your good friend CJ Nardwar, the Human Serviette, along with the Evaporators.
Love that man. Kudos to him.
He is a character, indeed. So, yeah, I'll get started at 8 o'clock. Sorry, 7 o'clock, the doors. First band at 7:30, Ukrainian Hall, 805 East Pender. I stand corrected. Mint Records, ridiculously early Christmas party this Saturday, November 30th. Yeah. Lots of collaborations, lots of music, as always, to discuss, especially this time of year, with lots of Battle of the Bands competitions heating up. Last week, I guess we were bouncing around from Shindig to the Peak Performance Project, back to Shindig again tonight. Let's just quickly recap the P3,
yes.
CJ.
Let's do that.
Being the Peak Performance Project.
It was fantastic, mind-blowing in my opinion. I mean, of course, Hannah Ebsen put on like the show of her life.
It was pretty
so far.
She's pretty angelic up there doing her thing.
Absolutely.
We walked in at a great time. CJ and I were a little bit late, but we walked in. We kind of maneuvered our way right to the front just as she was kicking off her track Shadowless, which she premiered. Out of all the radio play it's been getting recently, it was premiered right here in Discord Radio about 5 weeks ago. So that was kind of fitting that we showed up during that track. And she showed a lot of humility and gratitude. At one point, she was asking people in the crowd to put your arm around the person next to you, which you and I did with this big Asian guy who kind of got right in the middle of us. And then she was taking pictures of the crowd and just yes. being like, oh, you guys are so beautiful.
And she wept. It was nice.
It was a nice moment.
But, yeah. Of course, for those of you who don't know, the winner...
Well, we should also mention the other... Before we mention the winner, maybe we should mention who came in third.
Yes, third. Bestie.
Bestie. They were last on the bill, but unfortunately in this case, they didn't save the best for last. They did put on a great performance.
Absolutely.
Tristan, the lead singer, was body surfing amongst the crowd, which was great. Andrew, the guitarist, was in fine Johnny Marr-esque form.
And this is Tristan Orchard of Winnie Cooper fame, I guess.
Yes.
Yes.
Who is fronting Bestie.
Yes.
So they played last and technically finished last of the three. Hannah played first and she came second. So Bestie wins $50,000, puts toward their band's career. Hannah wins $75,000 to go toward her career. And the band that was the winner that night was the band known as Rika.
Da, 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 da. Yeah, they were brilliant. I really enjoyed the diversity of her tracks and... It was a lot of fun to watch her. She had a lot of energy that came through. I mean, both Tristan and Hannah did, but Rika was sort of one level above, in my opinion.
I think also, from a personal standpoint, we hadn't really been exposed to Rika very much. We obviously interviewed Hannah right here in our studio. We saw Bestie perform at the Fortune Sound Club during their showcase. So we didn't really have a lot of exposure to Rika. So that's why the show, I think, blew us away. And great stage presence. We got to meet a couple of the members of Rika afterwards. I think it was Stephanie her name? Remember she came down? We got a picture with her.
Oh, the backup singer? Yes.
Yeah. We'll add that to our Facebook page. It's our claim to Peak Performance Project winner fame. So you can check that out. Of course, Discord Radio on Facebook. So that was great. Once again, congrats to everybody that was involved. It is a great competition to help launch the careers of up-and-coming BC artists, the Peak Performance Project.
Definitely.
But moving on to another project, if you will, another competition.
Another shindig.
Another shindig. There you go, CJ. Yes.
Speaking of which, yes.
Yeah, we're spending so much time on the damn segue, we haven't even got to the meat and potatoes of this thing yet. You know, why don't we just play a song from one of the bands that's playing at tonight's shindig. This, by the way, is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands from 13 weeks from mid-September until late December. They're into week 11, the second part of the semifinals tonight. We've got three bands on, Dream Baby, Zen Mystery Fog, and these guys, Pineapple. It all starts tonight at 9:30 at the Railway Club. We'll talk more about Shindig along with our editor, JC, a little bit later. But in the meantime, this is Pineapple to kick us off our Shindig portion of Discord Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM.
And the track is called Snoodle. And welcome back to Discorder Radio here on CITR 101.9. That was Snoodle by Pineapple. And lovely as they are, let's play another track by another Shindig band playing tonight. This is Zen Mystery Fog with their track Moonshine.
I
Moonshine from Zen Mystery Fog on Discord Radio, CITR 1019. They are also part of the semifinals tonight. Shindig's semifinals part two, according to Ben Lai. This is the peanut butter and jelly of the semifinal sandwich of Shindig. It's week 11. We have two more weeks. Next week is the final of the semifinals. And then the final of the finals is 2 weeks from tonight, which would be Tuesday, December the 10th. One of the bands we'll be playing is the Skinny Kids. We will tell you more about what went down last week at Shindig when we get to talk to JC, our editor, in a little while. JC is busy off doing Discord or CITR business. But luckily, there's always lots of friendly faces kicking around the station, including sort of a newbie to Vancouver. We'd like to welcome, for her Discord Radio debut, Jenna Earnshaw, ladies and gentlemen. Hey. Welcome. Welcome to Discord Radio.
Hello.
Hello, hello. How are we this afternoon?
I'm really good, thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Lovely jubbly.
Yes, I'm not doing
good.
Is this like suddenly a Monty Python sketch?
Yeah, I'm not sure we really do talk like that.
Okay, excuse me. Jenna, so what do you do here at CITR?
I am the outreach coordinator, so I'm organizing events and trying to liaise with different clubs and get as many people on air as possible.
I just love the way she says liaise. We would all say liaise. Say that again, please.
Liaise.
Liaise. It's lovely.
Yogurt or yogurt?
What's that?
Yogurt, yogurt. Tomato, tomato.
Let's cut the whole thing off. So, Jenna, speaking of the outreach coordinator, you've done a great job outreaching your emails to the CITR community for this this event that's happening next. Is it Sunday to Monday, Monday to Tuesday?
It is beginning at 7 a.m. on Monday and finishing on 7 a.m. on Tuesday.
And what exactly is this event?
This event is called 24 Hours of Student Power. So it's an entire 24 hours dedicated to students, student clubs, and anyone that's interested in radio that goes to UBC. It's trying to get as many shows going, as many people on air, and lots of clubs involved. So we have 18 clubs that are signed up to take part at the moment, so I'm really happy about that.
Wow, and where is it all? Is it all going to take place right here?
Right here.
So are the different clubs going to be coming into the studio and sort of promoting what their club is all about, or how exactly is it going to work?
Yes, each club will be coming in for either half an hour or an hour, and they'll be able to promote what their club is about, and they also can have an input into what's being played.
Excellent.
It should be really exciting.
And so are you still looking for any clubs or any people to help get involved?
Yes, we definitely are always interested in people getting involved. Unfortunately, the only slots left are pretty late. We have slots going from 10 p.m. till 4 a.m. if anyone is interested in those. We would love to have them in at night. But
so if you're listening right now and you want to get involved and you have time next Monday between 10 p.m.
and 4 a.m.,
then they would get in touch with you?
Yes.
And how can they do that?
At outreach@citr.ca.
Excellente. Okay. Well, thank you for that great update. And that sounds like a great event. We wish you the best luck with it. And maybe even myself and CJ, if we can find some time in the wee hours, can possibly take part.
I'm sure we'll get you some free coffee.
We do have to remember this is only for UBC students. So,
well, we both went here.
Well, yeah, alumni. Maybe alumni count.
Well, maybe in the spirit of outreach, we could reach out to the future students. I mean, the future graduates from former students, and impart our knowledge, not only of CITR and the Vancouver community, but of what life is like as a graduate.
Sure. Sounds great. I love late night shows. I can do an entire DJ set of late night.
Yeah. I wonder if we'll get a bit of a late night vibe going. We can bring in some kind of theme lighting and just kind of turn this into a whole little... It'd probably be a real party atmosphere in here, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think it'd be loads of fun. I mean, from what I've seen that goes on here at night anyway, it's all pretty fun. So as long as we have a few people around, it'd be great.
Right on. Okay, Jenna, well, thanks so much for sharing that with us. We're also going to get you to give us an update on some of the music that is happening in and around town. But maybe we should play another song in the meantime.
How about this is a good chance for us to talk about Brendan?
Sure.
Or not.
Yeah, okay. We might as well. Sure. Brendan Canning is one of the legendary members of the one of Canada's most notorious indie bands from the Arts and Crafts label, known as Broken Social Scene, who released many successful albums in the year between the years of, I guess, 2002 was their big launch with You Forgot It and People, up until 2010's Forgiveness Rock Record. And along with Kevin Drew, one of the driving forces of Broken Social Scene was Brendan Canning, who now actually has a new album out called, I love the title of this one, You Gots to Chill. So You Gots to Chill is the album. He's touring. The tour is called You Gots to Tour. And Brendan Canning will be coming to Vancouver this Friday night to play the Media Club along with Dinosaur Bones. And guess what, CITR and Vancouver community? We actually got two tickets to give away to see Brendan this Friday at the Media Club. So if you want to go check out that show, Brendan Canning, formerly of Broken Social Scene along with Dinosaur Bones, be the third caller right now at 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR, and you will be going to see Brendan Canning this Friday at the Media Club. So in the meantime, let's play this track right now from Brendan. It's one I believe is called However Long? However Long. That's it. Brendan Canning on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Well, something
You Gots to Chill. Mr. Brendan Canning taking us through it. That was However Long from his brand new album, his solo release, You Gots to Chill, with the You Gots to Tour show coming to Vancouver this Friday night at the Media Club. Starts at 8 p.m. Lots of great music happening in Vancouver this weekend, not just the Brendan Canning show. So many shows. And you know what? Rather than myself telling you what's happening, why don't we let the lovely, soothing British voice of Jenna, our outreach coordinator, reach out to you, listeners of CITR, and tell you some of the shows that are happening. So what do we have kicking it off on Thursday night?
Well, we have a lot of good events coming up this week. So we have Matthew Good and Gentleman Husbands at the Orpheum on Thursday, which is an all-ages event, so that should be fun.
Nice. And then there's a bunch of shows. We've got about 3 or 4 shows on Friday night we want to talk about, right?
Yeah, Friday's a lot more popular. So we have Lines in the Street, Oh No Yoko, Amble Green, and Factory and Alleyways at the Rickshaw Theatre on Friday. So that's a very big lineup. We also have Wax Hatches, Swearin', and Malcolm Jack at the Biltmore Cabaret. This one specifically says no minors. The doors open at 8 on Friday as well. And lastly on Friday, the Ruffled Feathers, Reef Shark, Collapsing Opposites, and Emland at Astorino's.
Yes. Right?
That one is on Saturday.
That was my bad, because there is no Saturday, November 29th.
No,
at least not in 2013. There's actually, it's Friday, November 29th. So my bad on that one. So, I apologize.
So that event is at Astorino's on the Friday.
Yeah, and Astorino's, by the way, is the new space. Well, I mean, it's been there for a while, but it's now kind of been converted into a concert venue at the corner of Venables and Commercial. That's where Sarah Cordingley and Channels 3 and 4. Along with Pop 1280 and Sex Church and Cowards all played a great show last week that I got a chance to check out part of it. And that was a cool little space there. By the way, they don't serve alcohol, so make sure you sneak in your booze, folks. there you go.
We do not condone or condemn drinking alcohol.
Not at all.
Unless it's at home, then go get drunk.
Just giving you a little wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Or you could just go around the corner in the back alley and swig some wine like...
And no,
some people did during the last show there.
And no fording.
No fording.
Which is what I call...
Oh, you crack me up, CJ, if that's where you're going with that one.
Oh, boy.
Okay. And then how about on November 30th, the last... November 30th, Saturday night, which will be probably the most mustache-heavy night of the year, no doubt, in Vancouver, as I twirl mine right now. What's happening on Saturday night?
On Saturday night, Kin Canyon is playing at Prado Cafe on Commercial, which is exciting. And that's the only one we have. Oh, no, we do have some more.
Oh, well, you know what?
we don't.
There are more shows happening, but on the concert calendar so far, that's what we have written there now. So that was a great little rundown of some events that were happening. So thanks so much for that, Jen, and hopefully we'll get you on in the future to be our concert calendar gal.
Because
you said a lot more eloquently than I would.
Concert calendar girl.
Yes.
Girl? Yeah, no, I really like that.
Concert calendar lass. Would that be a more British term?
Oh, lady.
Oh, okay. Pardon me.
See?
Yes. Lady.
He knows what he's talking about.
Anyway.
Maybe our live events lady?
Live, that sounds great.
Lel?
I prefer it just kept as live events.
Okay,
lady.
Okay. We'll figure it out.
Sounds really
professional. We'll give you a cool handle in the future, but thanks so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.
And best of luck with the big event happening on Monday.
Yes, everyone check it out. 24 hours of student power next Monday to Tuesday. And try and tune in at the most ridiculous times if you can, because I'm sure that's where you'll find the weirdest stuff.
Yes. Oh, and that was it. Speaking of the most ridiculous stuff, see, already the live events lady is it's working out really well, because I wanted to once again plug the ridiculously early Christmas party that's happening this Saturday night. We talked about it off the top, and that is the event with Nardwar and the Evaporators, Tough Age, DJ Duncan McHugh. It's all happening at the Ukrainian Hall this Saturday night. Doors at 7, show at 7:30. The Mint Records, ridiculously early Christmas party. Oh, yeah. Another event that's happening this week is on Thursday at Chapel Arts. It's the CD release of Theta Phoenix. We've never actually played her before, but I've met her around town a few times. The album is called Legacy, and Theta is a really interesting artist in that she plays really ethereal music with very inspirational messages, very, very positive and uplifting. And CJ and I were listening to this track at the beginning before the show started. We were calling it the pro-farming / anti-GMO track. The name of the song is actually called Feeling Good. It's track number 7 on the Legacy album, a.k.a. the pro-farming / anti-GMO song. So without further ado, Theta Phoenix on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, in advance of her release party this Thursday at Chapel Arts.
We all come here through a process of birth. It's nature's way to get to be a human on Earth. We all have a body, needs the same things to live. And this abundant world has so much to give. A multitude of plants bear edible fruit. Of apples for us all to eat. So if we want to reclaim paradise on earth, we gotta teach our children right from birth that real food is grown from the soil of the earth, not found on the shelf, depleted of its worth. The real supermarket can be our backyard. Just sprinkle seeds in the dirt, it isn't very hard. Add a little sun, add a little rain, let nature do its thing. So easy to maintain. Follow your path, your truth, your bliss. For the more you fall,
Hi there, boys and girls. Things at Shindig 2013 are really heating up now that so many bands have been
eliminated.
Be sure to come down to the Railway Club Tuesday nights until the final showdown on December 10th. First place gets the high honor of being sacrificed on Grouse Mountain
to Satan, God of Darkness.
Plus, there's jokes for beer and all the shit talking of Ben Lai that you can handle. That's every Tuesday now until December 10th. See you there.
Saturday, November 30th, it's Mint Records' ridiculously early Christmas party at the Ukrainian Hall, featuring Jay Arner, Tough Age, Nardwar and the Evaporators, Rennie Wilson, The Ramblin' Ambassadors, Fake Tears, Sean Morasic Lives, and more. Tickets available at Red Cat Zulu or on brownpapertickets.com.
One time, ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, here in Vancouver. My name is Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5. We are live and direct. Stop playing and tune in.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. We had a bit of a double shot of tunes there from the pure inspiration of Theta Phoenix and Legacy to the down and dirty of Eric Campbell and the Dirt. Yeah, that's what we had right there. And Eric Campbell and the Dirt, by the way, are the subject of a feature in this month of Discorder magazine, the November issue, which unfortunately the relevancy of the November issue is coming to an end. We only have a few days left of this month, a few days left of November, a few days left of the month affectionately known as Mo-vember. As I sit here with our Discorder Radio editor-in-chief, a man who all year long was sporting a great mo, and then in the month of November decided to shave it all off. And your reasoning for that, JC, was?
It was because I wanted to be Wreck-It Ralph for Halloween, and I didn't want people to think I was a plumber or Mario, so I had to shave it off. Like, I do volunteering at a school, and the kids actually, like, call me Mr. Mario. Okay. They get in trouble if they do, but they still do. So I knew that other people would make the same mistake.
Fair enough. Well, the beard's grown in nicely as he's itching away. Now, I personally think you should just even for the weekend, man. I mean, this is the big weekend, and it's kind of really exciting too that November 30th happens to fall on a Saturday. This is going to be the hairiest, at least in terms of lip carpets, the hairiest weekend maybe in Vancouver's history. Because as November grows in popularity, this being its ninth year, it all heats up and it kind of comes to a big hairy culmination on the last weekend of November, which is of course this weekend,
the season finale of Movember.
Yes, exactly. As I twirl mine. Yeah.
I might consider it. I don't know. I didn't want to shave and like have a mustache and be like, oh, Movember. And
that's definitely what I've been doing. I've been enjoying it, actually.
I don't know. I believe in the cause, and I think it's good for people to go get like checked and stuff. But like a lot of people don't even know how they get their prostate checked. Like you can do a blood test, but people don't know that. They think it's just like, oh, well, up your bum. Like that's not the only way to do it. But yeah. Anyways. So I might have a mustache this weekend.
Well, you know, apparently they're not the nicest things to kiss, but you got to show solidarity with our Mo Bros.
My favorite thing to do with my mustache was like go and kiss my girlfriend and then duck down a little bit so she just kissed my like mustache like at the last minute. So for you Movember people out there, a little tip and trick for you.
Speaking of tip and trick, I'm enjoying tipping the head of my beer into my mustache. It looks kind of like a milk mustache, but it's actually kind of a foamy beer mustache. It's great.
Have you been running into any troubles with like blowing your nose and then like having?
Guys, I have to. The producer, change the damn subject.
It's because you can't grow a mustache, CJ.
Exactly.
But that's okay.
Oh yeah, Discord Radio, of course. All right, CJ, thank you for getting us back on track. And JC, I almost got, it's funny, I almost, CJ and JC, it's, you guys, wait a minute, I just realized this now, we actually have the same letters, just
you
reversed.
You just noticed
I
that?
Just noticed that now. No. I seriously just noticed that.
Although JC's name is actually spelled with J-A-C-E-Y.
That's why I never thought about it.
Which I've never thought, so you would name your son that. Is that, I've never heard that name before.
Yeah, really?
JC.
There's a couple of girls called JC. No. And like Jesus Christ.
You know, with all these JCs and CJ, it's no wonder that Murph was calling you TJ.
That's true.
Yesterday in that Facebook post. Anyways, we're getting way too inside jokes here. We got to get back, reach out there a little bit to what's happening in the greater Vancouver music community. Last week was a huge week. Of course, with the Peak Performance Project and Shindig. Which JC, you and I were both at Shindig.
Yeah.
I know you couldn't stick around for the whole thing. I think you'd wake up early to be presentable for the kiddies so they wouldn't call you Mr. Mario. But what were your thoughts of the first half of Shindig?
It was great. I just love Hooves so much. And so it was unfortunate because like I went home and I was working on stuff and just like kept checking my phone to see like if someone was going to text me like who won. Like it was, I don't know.
Did you check Twitter? Because Discord Radio tweeted at around 1 o'clock who the winner was.
Oh no, I just got an angry text from someone saying like you leaving was the reason why Hooves lost.
Oh,
so that's how I found out they didn't win.
Well, Hooves kicked the show off. They were the first band to come on around 9:45, 10 o'clock, and I was there with a couple of friends that had never been to Shindig before and actually had never heard of any of the bands. And they both thought that Hooves was the best band of the night. Mm. They really have these really catchy tunes. Paulette's got a great stage presence. I love the part when at one point she was talking about, there was a lyric about my best friend, and she reached over and grabbed Zara's hair and kind of scruffled her hair on stage. It was a really cute, honest, beautiful moment. So Hooves had a lot of appeal in that respect. The next band up was The Bins, who was basically Billy Talent meets Bad Religion. And they brought a huge following with them too. Like when I say huge following, not only in numbers, but in size of them, but in physical size, they brought some big dudes into the Railway Club. Wasn't quite a mosh pit, but it was a really packed house and people were really rocking out with their punk intensity. And then Skinny Kids, arguably the biggest name of three, came on to close out the show. And to be honest, in my humble opinion, I thought they were kind of average.
Just average.
Well, I was a little surprised that I think because Hooves had a lot of brought a lot of energy and presence, and then when Bins came on with just their all out intensive punk rock, yeah. And he was dancing away. I guess it also depends on what genre you you were into. So I think, Skinny Kids put on a good performance, but didn't really have that kind of it factor that made Hooves and Bins as memorable. But in the end, the judges chose Bins. So maybe the way the judging goes, depending on who the, what genre of music is what genre the band, the judges like, is I suppose the band that could potentially could go on and win.
Speaking of someone who's going to be at Shindig tonight and judging, like, I think that's, it's one of the strengths of Shindig to have such like diverse bands, but I think it also is kind of like the downside. And like, yeah, if you go out and you're looking for hippie girl rock, then yeah, you're going to vote for Hooves. If you love Billy Town, you're going to go for Bins. But I don't know. I think the judges can definitely like sense kind of like the presence and stage presence. And I don't think like too much the genre bias to it, but
I wasn't trying to by any means to give discredit to the judges.
I just
felt when they were announced the winners as Skinny Kids, I felt it was a bit of like a subdued response from the crowd that I think people were a little surprised that they were the choice.
Honestly, I had a feeling that they were going to win even before it started.
So did I. So that's why I wonder how much the fact that they had the biggest name and the biggest following had to do with the end result as opposed to the actual performance on the evening.
Yeah. Well, because I know also the judges can't know any people in the bands, but like that doesn't mean they can't not be fans beforehand. So, no. Have we stumbled upon a conspiracy here? I don't know.
Maybe not, but if anything...
Shindig Gate.
If anything, it makes it more interesting and more reasons to keep our eyes a close eye on what happens tonight. So tonight, once again, the Railway Club, we have Dream Baby, Pineapple, and Zen Mystery Fog all playing tonight. It kicks off at 9:30 at the Railway Club. And also, while we got you here, JC, we have the Jan-Sember issues coming up.
Ah!
What can you tell us about the Jan-Sember issue and one of the bands that's playing?
Oh, it's so good. I think this is probably like my third or fourth issue like coming together, and it's on the shelves for 2 months, so I tried to make it as awesome as possible. And there are a couple of shows actually happening this week who are featuring people from Jan-Sember, and one of the ones I'm really excited about is come Friday, the headliners, this Friday at Cobalt, is Little Wild. So that's pretty exciting. They just had their album come out called Victories. It's pretty darn good. It's released by Neptune Records. So I don't know. It's going to be a great show.
So it's this Friday at the Cobalt, the same stage that Phoenix Thunderbird graced last night. And if you want to come check it out, go to the Cobalt. Cockatiel is the name of the track we're going to play from these guys right now. The band is Little Wild. You can read about them next month in the Jan-Sember issue of Discorder Magazine. JC, thanks so much for joining us. And stick around, because we're going to do a special sad SAD selection after this. In the meantime, this is Little Wild with Cockatiel on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. We'll be right back. Discorded Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Cockatiel from Little Wild, who's playing Friday night at the Commodore. I'm sorry, the Cobalt. I know it's one of those CO venues. It started with CO. Yeah. So, JC, once again, we're excited about the Jan-Sember issue. Thanks for putting together such a great November issue. I really enjoyed the staff sound-off. Once again, November's staff sound-off. Maybe I'll let you one last time explain what it was.
Before it fades into the obscurity of November.
Yes.
So staff sound-off is just kind of goes out to all the like staff of CITR and the writers of Discorder. And so the one for November, it was sad. Like, what's your favorite sad album from Seasonal Affective Disorder? Like, you know, days get shorter and we lose the sun. And so people, like, lack of vitamin D sometimes leads to, like, seasonal depression. And so we asked people what their favorite sad album was, and it was a lot of tragic answers, but really good tragic, you know?
Yeah, we had some Weezer in there with Pinkerton. We had Genesis with Wind and Withering. We had Transatlanticism by Death Cab. And I was actually proud, I got a chance to contribute as well, that I was one of two contributors that both said Smith's albums was their favorite sad album. I said Meat is Murder, the Smiths' iconic 1985 release. And Alison Braid said Strange Ways, Here We Come, which was actually the Smiths' last album released in 1987, was her choice. Without being too self-indulgent, I'm not going to read my passage, but I want to read Alison Braid's passage for Strange Ways, Here We Come by the Smiths. I remember being 10 years old, sitting in front of our speakers listening to the Smiths' Strange Ways, Here We Come. I loved putting my hands against the black mesh and pretending I felt sadness vibrating through. The album's smooth ability to draw you in and then trip you up like a dog, winding its leash around unsuspecting legs, is beautiful and an experience I seem to keep returning for. As the light dims, I can't think of anything better to listen to it until it's socially acceptable to play Christmas carols. It'll make the holidays feel doubly as jolly. Thank you, Alison Braid. And to end off the show today, we're going to play some Smiths. This one is not from Strangers, Here We Come, or Meat is Murder, but it is from The Queen is Dead. And it is also a karaoke classic that we sang last week at the CITR Volunteer Appreciation Party. The track is called There Is a Light That Never Goes Out by The Smiths. And you're listening to Discorded Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Happy Movember.
Take me out tonight, because I want to see people and I want to see life. Driving in your car, oh please don't drop me home, because it's not my home, it's their home, and I'm welcome no more. If a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. And if a 10-ton truck kills the both of us, to die by your side, well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. Take a strange fear gripped me and I just couldn't ask. Take me out tonight, oh take me anywhere, don't care, don't care, don't care. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home, because I haven't got one. I haven't got one.
the vast amount of changes happening in the world, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to the Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.